lingering snow and heavy rain are hovering over parts of New England this afternoon. But according to the National Weather Service, the worst of the nor'easter is over for now. The Boston area didn't see any of all that predicted snow because conditions were too warm overnight. But more than 10 inches have fallen in central and western Massachusetts. And by the end of today, parts of New Hampshire will have as much as 2 feet of fresh snow. And that's great news for the folks in ski country. It's shaping up to be a terrific holiday week for ski resorts. And joining us on the line from Lincoln, New Hampshire, is Alice Pierce. She's the president of Ski NH. Hi, Alice. Great to have you.
Hi, how are you?
Thanks for joining us. So what are you seeing up there today? How much snow has piled up as we speak?
Well, I take a look. I'm looking outside my window at heavy snow right now, which is, you know, gold for us to see that. We just love this. I took a quick look at our website to see what kind of totals we're looking at around the state, and it looks like anywhere from 7 to about 12 to 13 inches so far. And for us, this storm is supposed to continue well into the nighttime hours, so we're looking at hopefully an additional 4, 5, 6 inches.
So that's going to probably mean lots of folks will be turning out this weekend, right?
Well, you know, it's really lining up perfectly because a lot of people have 3, 4, 5-day weekends planned. And, you know, if you're an outdoor enthusiast, this is what you keep your fingers crossed for during the December vacation period.
And this comes after a pretty tough year in ski country, so this must be awfully good news, particularly on this holiday weekend. How important is it in terms of, you know, what businesses get out of this and how much they count on up there?
Well, it's important not only for our ski areas, but also for all the businesses in ski area communities and even communities along the interstates where people used to travel to ski areas. Out of the money that's spent during any kind of a ski trip, only 12% of it is spent at the ski areas. The other 88% is spent in the surrounding communities. So it's important for the ski areas, but also for all the restaurants and lodging properties and businesses along the interstates that rely on the ski industry for their income during the winter. Christmas vacation, December vacation period usually can account for up to 10% of our business, and it really kickstarts the season. So a really good December holiday period can really give us a nice jump start on the rest of the ski season, which goes well into April.
Well, now, as we mentioned, it's still raining here down in the city. How important is it to sort of for folks to see snow in Boston? Go ahead.
It is important, you know, and as much as we can celebrate, you know, piles and piles and piles of snow here, and even with the technology of streaming video and instant webcams now, it's really important for Boston area skiers to get in the mood by having a little bit of snow on the ground. So we're even more excited by the storm that's expected to come across central and southern New England this coming weekend.
All right, that's Alice Pierce. She's the president of Ski New H. Alice, thanks so much for joining us today. We appreciate
it. Thank you, Anthony. It's a pleasure.
Stay with us. Up next, a new book examines a program to teach Western science to Tibetan monks. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.